Hello, I'm James, and I've been a Seinfeld fan forever.
Hello, I'm Steve. Seinfeld passed me by, but my good time buddy assures me it's very much worth my time.
And together, we're watching the entire Seinfeld series and making our own commentary track in another Seinfeld podcast we call Hello, Newman. I find it's very important a wet one's whistle. But I wonder where... I suppose essentially the whistle is a... do you think it would have been a sort of like a reed instrument originally? And to get the most out of a whistle, it needed to be wetted? Or do you think the wetting refers to a sharpening?
Oh, I see. Whether it's wet with or without the H.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is an interesting question.
Something for our listener to research, maybe, for
absolutely.
Their own enjoyment.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us that in a review of this, the 52nd edition of Hello, Newman, then please do feel free to do so. And maybe while you're at it, you could give us 5 stars. That'd be nice. I'm not sure we entirely deserve it, but
no.
It would be nice. But then, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, Steve. I don't know about you. I love podcasts. It's actually my favourite medium of entertainment. I listen to more podcasts than any other type of audio or visual entertainment. And I'm here to tell you that there's only a limited number that really deserve a 5-star. So, you know, how about throwing a bit of that love our way? Although, you know, it's a saturated world out there now. Anyway, as I say, you're listening to another podcast in the grand pantheon of podcasting. This one is about two people who are friends. Talking about one of them's favourite television show. And recording a commentary track. But I guess I'm just reiterating things that I've already told you at the top of the show.
That's true.
On this particular edition, we're still in season 4.
Yes.
And this is episode 12, The Pick. The Pick. So that could refer to a sports pick.
It could, yeah.
Could refer to a toothpick.
A plectrum is also called a pick.
Ice pick.
Ice pick, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a fun game.
If you mispronounced it, you could be talking about ancient Scottish tribes, the Picts.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick of the Pops.
Pop pickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are many things, but none of those are what is referred to in the title of this show.
Steve, I'll look forward to finding out.
Yeah. We're watching it, as always, on Amazon Prime here in the UK. I don't know how other Amazon Primes deviate from UK, which is why I always say that. It's available in many other places. I must admit, Steve, I've been considering going to the DVDs soon because I think there are a refresh rate on my television that I watch the show on. It's quite old. And sometimes I find the lips aren't syncing properly.
Okay.
Which is frustrating. And I know the DVD, I've never noticed that before. So I do recommend, if you've been listening along to us, and maybe not watching along, or even if you have, and you're enjoying Seinfeld, can I just take a second to recommend the DVDs? Because they are really good. Loads of special features on them, commentaries and stuff. They are very interesting. I like them a lot. So I'm not getting a kickback from that, though.
Damn it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Take it back.
Just steal them.
Yeah, steal
them. Just steal them.
Go into your local...
If there's a shop near you that sells DVDs anymore and they just happen to have Seinfeld seasons on DVD in a corner. Yeah. I mean, this is really rare now, I should think.
Yeah.
Because it would be a lot harder to source your nearest Amazon warehouse and try to break in there and steal the box set.
You presume they'd have pretty good security there as well, wouldn't you? You know,
so you're gonna have to go through. Alternatively, you could opt not to break the law, be interested enough to purchase the Seinfeld DVDs, which would be fine, but at the same time, pop a fiver in the post to us.
Yes.
You could do that.
Or equivalent currency if you're not in the UK. So, yeah. But please do adjust it for interest rates.
Oh, please.
I don't want $5 because that's not equivalent to £5. So, you know, or €5 or Krugerrands or whatever. Yeah.
But I mean, five's a minimum. You could go bigger if you wanted. I mean, yeah, it's sure, not down yeah. to me to tell you how to spend your
yeah.
money.
Yeah. Send that to PO Box 69, care of the Swamp Monster, Southampton.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm all queued up, Steve. Are you ready to go with the pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you ready, listener?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, so straight away, Jerry's doing a bit about a fashion show. Now, in the last episode, he met a model.
He did meet a model.
So,
like a lady model, not like a, lady, a kit model.
That's right, yeah, not an Airfix kit. So perhaps the reason why he's doing a bit on the fashion show is because maybe he's in a relationship with somebody.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
That's interesting to know.
I mean, they certainly made plans to see each other. I very much like the model walk here. She's very well observed. They do look like they're going somewhere. And then they go back.
And then they go back.
Yeah. Oh, that was a little...
Yeah.
Look at this staging. George is next to the Macintosh computer.
Yep, no changes to Apple Corner, by the way.
No, we really need to get a grip with that.
And I'm hoping season 5 brings us change.
I'm sure it will. George is full of regrets.
Yeah, he is pining. He's pining for Susan.
He is pining for Susan.
And Elaine's involved as well.
She's from the toilet.
Yeah.
Noises off. Now, I very much enjoy the overacting involved in the Susan regret. But I keep finding myself drawn to that bloody purple turtleneck jumper he's got on again. But
also talking about Jerry business, is that the first time we've seen him eat cereal?
It might be, to be honest with you. Do you feel like this is a Sunday? I'm not sure it's ever referred to, but it's the way he's
it
reading the
news. It looks like a Sunday, yeah. He's got all the newspapers in front of him.
Yeah, and they're all off work, you know. There's only one person.
Can't stand you.
Can't stand you. Brilliant, that's significant. How desperate he is to go up the stairs to Susan's apartment. How many therapist friends do we think Elaine's got?
She's flossing.
Yeah. Well, apparently I heard yesterday that...
I just come around my house and use my floss.
Yeah. I don't know if you floss. I suspect you do, because you're quite hygienic.
Yeah, I floss.
But I've heard it's one of those things that you don't appreciate until you do it. I brush and mouthwash. So photographic Christmas cards.
Yeah, with some very basic glittering technique yeah. around the frame.
Yeah, yeah, the art department were clearly quite rushed.
I guess she made it herself.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. Yeah. And we've established that Elaine is going out with a Christian.
Oh, hey! A little applause.
Yeah, a little They're ripple for Kramer. It.
That's right. What does the little man say?
Yeah.
Some therapy talk there.
Yeah, my little man's an idiot.
And
well.
Kramer has paid a visit to the cereal library.
Yeah. It is a library, isn't it? I've always been quite jealous. How lovely it must be to have such a range of cereals available.
Yeah. I bet Kramer's good with the camera.
Almost certainly. If only we could establish it in some way that he's good with the camera. If only one of the characters would advocate for him. Oh, thank you, Jerry.
That's good.
You turtlenecked freak.
Oh, yeah, it's just so strange.
It's bad, isn't it?
That's how people dressed.
I like that it's George's...
I used to have them.
I like that it's George's coat hanging up. It's a nice little touch there. How often do you think people hit their head on Jerry's bicycle seat when coming out of the toilet?
Oh, that's something I hadn't noticed before.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of just infringing over the threshold.
Everyone does it once, and then they never do it again.
Almost certainly. Beautiful.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's really nicely timed bit, actually. Beautiful.
Yeah. That whole scene is fantastic.
It is really nice.
Really great.
They're getting busy. But there she is. There's
Tia.
Yeah, Tia. It's a very that's getting business done, isn't it, that name?
Mm.
But very short for a multisyllabic. She smells like the beach.
Yeah.
She's wearing a fragrance. Haven't we heard that before somewhere? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer.
Yeah.
So we're getting self-referential here. We're throwing back.
It's another heck of a callback, isn't
it? It is, yeah. Really good. And it's...
that was last season, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah. And you alluded to this in a conversation we had in our private life. And I'm going to steal it and attribute it to myself. But how lovely it is that we're getting all this sort of self-referential stuff. An excellent set of performances here by Michael. Yeah, by Michael Richards. Like, it's amazing how skeevy he plays Fraser. It's amazing how skeevy he plays Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he never feels...
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, like but creepy.
It doesn't come from a creepy place, does it? It's just like, oh, hey, a beautiful person. I'd like to know them.
Mm.
I love how Jerry tries to keep him separate.
Yeah. Yeah. So, nice old dustbuster there.
Uh oh. That's
Yeah. He's an absolute. Rhapsody in green as well, isn't he? It's the amount of thought that he puts into his dressing.
Mm-hmm.
He's so sartorially elegant.
The Brilliant. Beach.
Noises off again. But so well timed. Mm-hmm. It's an episode where they're all working so well together.
Yeah.
You know, they've all got... Brilliant. He's shocked and chagrined.
Together? That's a hard look to pull off.
Yeah.
A fragrance millionaire. It's a great line.
Doesn't that page come out neatly?
Man, just the pacing and the amount of business that happens at the top of this episode.
Now, this lady was in Morecambe Mindy.
Oh, no way.
I don't know which one she was. She might have been the egg. Or Orson. This is a much nicer therapist's office.
Yeah, it's a more friendly and welcoming and less like a creepy old mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, where Dracula might do therapy.
Yes. And there's a Christmas tree on the table as well.
Yeah, so we know we're in the festive, although it's been established with the Christmas cards, we're probably in the festive period. This is
exactly the kind of thing that George would get hung up on. I do too. I've had a couple of jackets in the past with irritating zippers, and my God, I'm then laser focused on trying to get myself out of that situation.
I think for both of us, there's a possibility that George is our spirit animal, and I can absolutely. I would not be able to concentrate on anything else until that jacket was off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to complete tasks before moving on to the next task. Yeah. I love that he's going to a therapist for a very, very particular reason. I like they cut at the point where he's pretty much got it off. That's...
Fred, you say?
Fred. Her boyfriend, Fred.
Ah.
The Christian, you know.
So she managed to get herself away from the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, eventually. I wonder whatever happened to him. A card from Lainey.
Look at that face.
She's so happy. Jerry's about to look at her special Christmas card. She's gone to all of that trouble to have made.
She posted it as well. Yeah. She could have just handed it to him, but she sent it via the mail.
Oh. It is sweet, isn't it? Apples and peanut butter.
Hmm.
sum it up with it. I've got a very quick joke for you, Steve. How do the Welsh eat their cheese? Carefully.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, thank you. A nipple, you say?
It's a nip slip.
Yeah. Now, I don't think it's spoiling too much to say that obviously we run with this for the rest of the episode. But as always...
This gag is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah,
but as always with Seinfeld, obviously you're not going to see it.
No.
But in a way you kind of feel like you... You know what? I'm kind of visualising what it looks like. It's sort of... There's a gape in the shirt. There's a dark shadow that's definitely the shape of a nipple.
Her reaction's great too.
Yeah. Another beautiful outfit.
Oh, it looks good there, huh?
Mmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I guess we could have freeze framed it and had a look then, couldn't we?
And the reaction.
Oh dear. But yeah, more skeevy photographer action going on here. Things that photographers used to make ladies do in the 90s.
I would imagine, though, Kramer took several photographs and Elaine picked the shot, so...
Who knows? Who knows what goes on with those guys? Oh, I love this. The listing of all the people she really shouldn't have sent that card to. Fred. The religious got brilliant.
Oh, this is
brilliant.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Newman. Brilliant!
That's it, that's it.
Anything else? No, no. See ya. Oh, just the best.
Newman cameo. It
might be my favourite appearance of Newman in the whole of the Seinfeld series. I'm just here because we kind of need a third party to confirm it's a nipple. This is a lovely moment.
That's a nice little outrageous moment there.
Yeah. I'm not sure Michael...
That's what friends do. It's like, it's no big deal. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'm not sure Michael Nipples had Richards there, though.
Michael Nipples had Richards?
No, Michael Nipples didn't have Richards.
My nipples don't have Richards either.
Larry David originally wanted to call this episode The Nipple.
I can see why,
but
maybe.
Chose not to because he felt it might be a little bit much.
Mm.
But again, got it past standards and practices. Have you ever made a therapist lose their cool?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'm working on it myself. But...
Well, get one of those jackets.
I might do. Next time I go and see a therapist, I might sit there and struggle to take off my jacket.
Of course your mother's going to pay for the session.
Yeah. Mine makes me pay up front, Steve. I don't know
there
what
it
is.
Yeah. Everyone gets a double take in this.
Yeah,
I do enjoy it.
He's got an itchy nose.
A little scratch, maybe?
Yeah, a little itchy nose. He's definitely scratching the outside of... Oh, no, that's Tia. Oh, Tia thinks he is picking his nose. Oh, that's the pick. That's the pick. We've just seen the pick, Steve.
No,
that's what that refers
to. It was a scratch.
No, no. I love his disappointment.
Yeah.
Nice bit of banana work there.
Mm-hmm. But bananas give you energy.
They do, but it's slow release, so it doesn't all go quick in one go. Because, you know, George is... Burns hot, doesn't he? So he needs a slow release. I'm not sure ice in that drink was the best idea, Steve. I'm pretty sure that's going to come across. Sorry if you can hear my ice. But I was listening to the Today programme this morning. They were definitely unwrapping some sort of pastry.
Really?
While interviewing someone. It was terrible.
You usually hear a lot of bollocks on the
Today. Well, yeah, as opposed to the normal right-wing... bollocks from coming out the presenters' mouths. You could also hear the unwrapping of a pastry. Sorry for the language as well. We don't normally do language, do we?
No, we don't. That's probably as blue as I'll get.
Yeah.
Blue balls. So we're talking about between a pick and a scratch. We talked about nostril penetration. And we get a good line about, well Moses would have picked his nose.
Yeah, yeah. Dry heat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure actually that is a picture of Elaine on the card, isn't
it?
I've never really...
There is a picture of Elaine. The card is there. You can kind of see it, but you never really see it.
Well, what you want to do is sit in front of your computer and say...
zoom and enhance.
Yeah, augment and enhance. Nip.
Racist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and they don't refer to how we're... But to be fair...
No, it's probably best you don't.
In this day and age, every single person in our office is getting sat, I love this. It's my favourite moment in the whole episode.
Oh, I love
George,
it.
George, where's my card? Where's my card? You want a card? Here's your card. Brilliant. Oh, and she does such a good job with the hair.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Here's your card. I love it. Another outfit. This is the third outfit.
Ooh. Well, time is passing.
Now she smells of the beach. Oh, poor old Kramer. Strakalocki? What? There was Strakalocki in the background of...
Was
there? Yeah, Strakalocki Baxter.
Is that related to Biddy Baxter?
Yeah, no, they were cousins.
Yeah, I'm making the call again.
Yeah, Strakalocki Baxter.
Put this in the background. Snatch.
Yeah. She puts it with arm's reach, but face down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Strakalocki Baxter produced Peter Blue.
Is that an erotic film?
Absolutely. She's at Calvin Klein across, so obviously they're just going to go over there. Oh. Oh, there she is. Nancy Quain, who is in every episode of Seinfeld.
A staple.
In Monks. Yeah, Nancy Quain. She,
about the same hair.
She, I mean, it's nice that she had this recognition at the end of her... But she had a starring role in How Cheap Is My Rocking Horse in 1926. An early erotic thriller.
Wow.
But George can do
George
very
is putting
charming.
In a pitch here, isn't he?
He really is, yeah. But they seem like... There's kismet there, isn't there?
You reckon?
Yeah, they're fated to be together, I feel. George certainly seems like he can't live with her.
Can't live without her.
Can't live without her.
I'm not sure George really knows what he wants, though.
No, he can't live with anything, to be
but
fair.
But he's definitely pining for the idea of Susan, yeah. Maybe. More
I
than...
think so. I think it's the idea of having implied sex.
His Louis Pasteur analogy is a strange old stretch, isn't it?
It is. Wasn't his wife a scientist?
Mm.
Yeah. I think she knew quite a lot about pasteurisation.
They made it work.
Yeah.
Well, Trump Tower.
Was it Marie Curie? Marie Curie, wasn't it? I'm getting my scientists mixed up, aren't I?
Yeah, she invented the magazine. I did it again.
It's Calvin Klein there.
Neither do I. So a whole bunch of people bump into each other in Trump Towers.
Yeah. Good old Donald Trump, eh?
Hey.
By the way, I don't mean that.
He'll never come to anything.
Yeah, he won't. Yeah, what will he ever amount to? I'm sure that brand will always remain strong and completely untarnished.
He was on the outer edge of the nostril.
Do you think she's just looking for a way to end it with him?
No pig! Yeah, I don't know, maybe, actually.
Yeah,
maybe.
I got a bit suspicious.
She wasn't too taken with this story about the fish tank earlier. No. She's like, I don't want to be with a guy who has a fish tank.
Yeah, he's a fish tank.
She's seen his apartment. She's probably not taken.
Yeah, true. This guy isn't making enough money. Calvin's really taken with Kramer, isn't he? I've got a...
It's a very realistic New York backdrop, especially on the left-hand side where the image mirrors.
But just imagine, just down there, just down near where they are,
yeah.
Elsewhere,
yeah.
In Central Park.
Oh, God.
A young group of friends are meeting and having a real, real jolly time. I have got, in the next scene with Kramer, I've got something I'd like you to look out for, listener. So be prepared to look out for something.
So this is Fred.
Yeah.
He's outraged by the nip slip.
Yes. Yeah. I'm outraged by his fluffy hair.
He's an outrageous looking chap.
Yeah. I think he's...
Elaine's office, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it's a...
What a mess.
Hellhole. But you know where you are in a hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nip, is it me or am I ADR'd? Brilliant. So a 10-year-old nephew's got hold of it.
Yep.
Look under his mattress.
That's all you need to fill in the gaps yourself.
But I love it. We're implying that her 10-year-old nephew is masturbating over a picture of her. Here's George.
He's off to the cell.
Yeah. This is actually within the studio. This is where the writers did their work. Building 5, I believe.
Huh.
Okay, so in comes Underpants. Kramer. In a moment, Kramer slips against the wall.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Look at the wall after Kramer slipped. And I think we get a clue as to why Michael Richards was looking quite pleasantly bronzed. Mm-hmm. Very clean wall at the moment.
Yeah, clean wall.
Yeah.
I see they're enjoying the strut from Kramer.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, you can definitely make out the shape of Michael Richards' genitals here.
And there's
now there's a funny brown stain where his fake tan has slipped off. Rubbed off, I think, would have been more appropriate. But, you know, we record this as live. So
we do,
Beautiful, rousing speech.
A rousing speech which gathers an audience.
Is it me or does that Christmas tree look like it's vomited all over itself? Oh, I love the way everyone in the lift is a little bit embarrassed. But his crowd seem... Oh, no, that lady did a head movement that might imply she's a bit...
So we've had a loquacious turn.
A loquacious
from
turn.
From Jerry.
Good word.
Now Elaine.
Yep. Yeah, it's all got a little bit... it's a wonderful world, whatever. I can't remember what that
it's a Christmas
called.
Film, isn't it?
Yeah, Cowboy Elaine.
Jingle All the Way, I think.
Yeah. Hello, Cowgirl in Monks. Brilliant. So George's extraction plan from this relationship he's accidentally got himself involved in again. Picks his nose in front of her.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Paints a colourful picture.
Yeah.
It's an interesting escape plan though, isn't it? How do I get out of this? I'll pick my nose.
Yeah. And there we are, Kramer is a photographic model.
Yeah, how about that?
Just like that.
And,
Elaine spotted something.
Yeah. That's spectacular buttocks.
Yeah. But they talk about his pecs and his buttocks.
Mm.
What sort of pose is he pulling that you can see his buttocks and his
pecs? It's one of them comic book poses, you know.
And, of course, the implication at the end there being that you can see his willy or penis.
I was expecting maybe a ball, but yes, it could be that too.
Yeah, I think the implication is because she doesn't... Yeah, I think it's winky.
All right.
Has that lady got a crown on, or is it just her hair?
No, that's some kind of a crown made of leather.
Yeah, it looks like... What it looks like is 90s cultural appropriation to me. Because God, white people like the still from African culture in the 90s, didn't they? Oh, I wear ethnic fashions because I'm quite right on.
That's right, yes. Yeah. I consider myself a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Therefore... I can wear their clothes.
Absolutely. From my position of immense privilege. Got anything for us in stills here?
What if I did? It doesn't matter now.
Yeah,
does it?
Are you giving up after last week? Are you still feeling defeated after last week?
I'm still back off. It might take some time for the wounds to fully heal.
Well, yeah, you were attacked horribly by a listener. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't you, listener, but it might well have been you, listener. Okay, so that was the pick. That was season 4, episode 12.
Mm.
Steve, are you at this point prepared to share with me and the listener your thoughts on the pick?
Okay, right. So my notes don't have a lot, and it's kind of because I don't have a lot to say about it. But we have had, I think, some classic barnstorming episodes of Seinfeld so far.
Yep.
We've talked... Well, we have seen and we have talked together about the Cheever letters, about the contest, the Virgin. There's...
The Bubble Boy.
The Bubble Boy, indeed. And, you can see that they're episodes firing all cylinders. There's something special about them that will probably mean that they kind of, not only do they stand the test of time, but I think by the end of the entire run, you will still think about those episodes. I think this one gets lost in the shuffle because I think this is a really good episode.
Indeed so.
It's a very well written episode. Yeah. It's incredibly funny. There's some great scenes in it. There's a really interesting balance of a very contained story, mm-hmm. but still in the background, a whole bunch of chess pieces being moved around. Mm. There's some business going on with Susan. There's Jerry's relationship with Tia. There's, you know, a lot of stuff connecting
everyone's
Jane
got a
to the
story.
Workplace. Everything's going on. Yeah. There's still a life happening in this universe beyond the confines of 22 minutes. And we get the callback to Kramer's fragrance idea, and not only do we just call back to it to go, oh, do you remember this? But it starts a new story. It starts something for Kramer, mm-hmm. gives him something to do. It's like we're now mining things that have already happened and doing stuff with it.
Yeah.
And I like the additional layer that brings to what is already, I think, actually a really well-written and funny episode. And I doubt that will be in anyone's top 10. But I think it's probably one of my most favourite of the season so far.
Oh, it's great. Four proper stories, properly resolved with a great capper.
Yep. And I also really like the pettiness about the pick.
Mm-hmm.
About how something so small and inconsequential... Mm.
Yeah,
can turn Tia from Jerry, and is George's escape plan something as a detail as small and as insignificant as that is enough to repulse someone to change the situation.
It is a world inhabited by terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're terrible, but the world they live in is terrible. You know, it's all for a bit. Yeah, no, it's a great episode. It's very funny. Proper laugh out loud moments.
Just the amount of stuff that comes from Elaine's photograph.
Yeah.
The amount of people who've seen it, the reactions that come from the various characters who've seen it, the double take opportunities, everything. There's just like, that's really quite dense what you managed to do with that.
And an absolutely home run appearance by Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So funny because it's such a wink, isn't it? They
it
know
is.
Exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
But they don't break the fourth wall, but there's a nice big wink to the audience in terms of the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So it rewards you knowing the characters, and it rewards you thinking a little about what's going on in terms of the storytelling as well. I
Absolutely.
Like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's one thing that Seinfeld never ever does is it never panders to a lowest common denominator. It always assumes that the person watching it has a reasonable level of intelligence. It's not a patronising show, you know.
This is true.
The writers seem to think that you're, you know, at least as intelligent as they are.
Yeah.
You know, which I like. It never ever dumbs itself down, to try and appeal to a lowest common denominator. Yet became the most popular sitcom in the country. I feel like there's a lesson there that really hasn't been learned by. Television and filmmakers worldwide.
Mm. Just one other thing to mention. It's something I made a mental note of at the beginning. It's not specifically addressed in this episode, but I did find it interesting that you know, what could well be a lazy Sunday morning. Mm. In Seinfeld's apartment at the beginning. He's eating cereal and he's sitting at the table and he's going through the papers. There's no writing equipment anywhere near him.
No.
He's not even pretending that he's got a pilot that he should still be writing.
No. Yeah, they're very laid back.
Yeah. I mean, there we are, a lazy morning, Jerry and George in the apartment. They could be talking about, you know, how they're going to work this pilot through. Doesn't even factor.
George starts off at the computer, though.
Yeah, but it's not on.
No, but, you know, there probably wasn't a plug on it.
No.
In reality.
Well, yeah. You know. There's also that.
Yeah, great episode. You're right. It is one that tends not to be, you're right, you tend not to see it in top 10 lists, but it is an exceptional episode. But then it's an exceptional episode lost in a sea of exceptional episodes from this season, without wishing to sort of look forward too much. You know, there is a standard of quality to which this show has raised itself, and I don't really feel ever dips below, certainly not for this season. So yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just another example of a sitcom firing on all cylinders. So a car analogy or engine analogy there.
It's good. I think...
sorry, I had to re-moisten my whistle, Steve.
Oh, okay. I think it's fair enough to talk about a vehicle such as the Seinfeld show featuring Jerry Seinfeld in terms of, you know, a car or a truck or something with an engine.
He likes Brum Brum cars.
Because they've got, like, gears and there's fuel.
Yeah.
And there's motion. And it goes places.
And there's entropy.
And there's you know, movement.
There is movement.
And you get that, don't you, with a vehicle.
Steve, I fear that you've gone off into some kind of technological reverie, and I'm fearful for you now. So I think it's probably best that we draw a veil over this episode of Hello, Newman.
Sure.
Shall we end it by saying thank you for listening to this episode of Hello, Newman? We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you are available in a week's time to join us again. Until then, goodbye.
The beach!